Welcome to the A Unique Beauty Podcast, where we talk all things beauty and God. I'm your host, Kamara A Unique, and I am excited to come back and be back and be back again, y'all. I have missed you guys. I even got a mic, y'all. I got a mic. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. You hear the mic? You hear the difference? Do you hear the difference? I don't know if you hear the difference, but if you do, shout me out and say, hey, girl, I hear the difference. I know I've been on hiatus and not recording, and that's because, you know, your sis has been experiencing a lot of things. Some good, some bad, some, you know, meh. But from handling the overwhelming experience of my lash line being in BoxyCharm, I was blessed to have BoxyCharm purchase over 500,000 pieces of lashes earlier this year. And that experience has been overwhelming, especially during the holiday season. And you know, doing everything on my own and just hiring a new fulfillment center that's been lovely. Hiring a new social media manager who's been absolutely lovely. It's just been a process of learning myself and learning who I am as a business owner and learning who I am, you know, with what God is calling me to do for his business. Especially in kingdom businesses, it's very, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure, but we're doing it, and I'm doing it alongside Jesus. Being very busy with work, thank God for that. I really thank God that I've been experiencing a influx of clients and new clients and new people in my life. Going to events, I went to the Ebony Power. I think it was the Ebony Power 100 event, which was absolutely amazing here in LA. I worked and I got about like 7 people ready for the event, and then I had to attend myself, which was pretty exhausting, but I'm so happy that I was able to experience it and be there in the flesh. And reconnect with some amazing people, like one of my good friends, Melinda Williams, and you know, just seeing great people and just connecting and letting them know I'm here in Los Angeles. So that was really nice to experience. I also got accepted to this Cornell business program for women entrepreneurs, which is very intense. It's been amazing. So I'm in school, and I'm in school right now. So that's another reason why things have been kind of like a balance. And then I also was I'm in a business class with Sophia Amoroso, and that has been very intense because I got the acceptance a little late. So I'm like pretty much playing catch up with that. And I am also writing a devotional for you guys that's coming out Valentine's Day. And so it's just been busy. It's been busy. We also got a new addition to the Kamara A Unique family. I got a puppy. Well, not a puppy. Well, he's a puppy to me. I adopted a dog. His name is Teddy. And he is the most beautiful, sweetest, amazing, crazy dog that I've ever had in my life. I thought Munchie was a lot, but Teddy takes the cake. But Teddy's very well trained. He did come from a home that treated him a little bad. And with that being said, I'm trying my best to be the best dog mommy I can be to my Teddykins, because I love him. He's a sweetheart. He's a cute poodle mix. I'm getting some water. Sorry. He's a cute poodle mix. And he is he's just adorable. Like, I woke up on Thanksgiving weekend one Sunday and was like, ah, guess what? Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm going to spend Thanksgiving alone. I'm going to go get a dog. And I went to all of the different pounds and animal shelters, you'll call it, and went to go look for a dog. And when I was just about to give up and say, you know what, maybe it's time for me to buy a dog, maybe I need to just get a puppy, I said to the lady, I was like, I'm gonna go get a poodle. And she was like, well, we do have a poodle, but he's a little testy, so you might have to meet him, you know, upstairs. And I said, okay, I'll meet him. And I wasn't that, you know, into Teddy at the beginning. I was kind of like, I, you know, I wanted a brown poodle. He's dark gray. Not sure if I want this. I'll foster him. Let me foster him for 30 days and see how it goes. And within a week, I was like, he's my dog. I'm taking him. That's it. And he has been bringing me nothing but pure joy and happiness, laughter, exhaustion, a lot of exhaustion, because he doesn't use the bathroom in the house. He uses the bathroom outside. So he'll wake me up at like 2 o'clock in the morning if I walked him too early. I was like, girl, let's go. We got to get out of here. Anyway, yeah, quick, let's go. Currently, the lash line Kamara A Unique Beauty is doing a holiday giveaway. We are doing the 12 days of Christmas. Yes, because we want to bring joy to Christmas for everyone that is listening to the podcast, subscribing, that subscribed to the website, that subscribed to the Instagram and following us, and that's purchasing and that loves the brand. And so I am giving away my favorite products from the line. I am also going to be giving away some of my favorite products from other lines. And so please follow Kamara A Unique Beauty and tag your three friends that bring you joy and see if you win, please. And then tell friends about it, share it, post it, do whatever. But it's such a great thing. I'm really, really honored and grateful that I'm in this place right now where I actually want to celebrate the holiday. For the past 2 years, I would find myself in a depression or in a sadness during the holidays, because I would look at my life and question a lot of things, or see things happening for other people and looking at things the way my life is and thinking, comparing myself. And, you know, comparison is a thief of joy. And so I was thinking while I was cooking Teddy his food, don't judge me, I was cooking my dog my food, his food. I was thinking about, how do we go into the new year with a new mindset? Because one of the things that's been coming on my mind is like, I'm watching a lot of things happen around me. I'm watching a lot of people around me getting engaged, a lot of people around me finding their loves, a lot of people around me getting, you know, promoted, businesses are thriving, things are happening for them, and they're such in a great place all together. Like 2021 was their year, you know? And I can't lie that though I thought 2020 was a hard year for me, 2021 took the cake. Okay, 2021 took the cake. 2021 was like, listen, sis, I'm going to take this cake with some icing and I'm going to add a little bit of sprinkles on there. You know, I found myself connecting with deceitful people from moving 3 times in a row back to back, and then experiencing a heartbreak that brought me to a place that unbelief started to creep in, and I was there cooking and I was like, I think I need to talk about this. I think I need to not only share what God is doing for me and teaching me in this time and how he's getting me through it, but I also want to share my truth. Because one of the things that I've experienced is I've been literally disappeared from social media, not doing the work that I'm supposed to do, right? And so Let's jump right into what I want to talk about. You know, like, one of the things I believe is talking about our experiences and allowing us, our experiences allow us to overcome it. And it also allows us to partner with God on to know why the cycle continues and to know, how do you trust God when everything seems to go wrong? I get this question a lot from you guys, like, how do you trust God when things may not seem right? How do you continue to move forward? How do you continue to trust the process? And it's like something that I cannot naturally explain, because there are times when I'm like, God, I'm done. I give up. And then I go right back into his presence. So it's a weird thing of knowing that he's with me and feeling his presence, and it's a place of like just trusting that presence and trusting the process. I don't know how to explain it fully, but I'm hoping that what I have to say today will kind of iron it out. My friend Portia, who is amazing, she sent me this song called Nothing Else by Cody Carnes. And while I was cooking, I said, let me play the song and listen to it. I didn't even respond to her. Portia, sorry, my bad, girl. But I said, let me play the song. And while I was listening to the song, I started to really feel like, whoa, this song is exactly what I'm going, like what I feel like many of us are going through at this moment when it comes to the Lord and waiting on Him and trusting Him. And the lyrics of the song is saying, I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment that I never want to leave. Oh God, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. More than anything that you can do, I just want you. I'm sorry when I've gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And it made me think of like when the last paragraph of the song, I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that God is enough. Take me back to where we started. And going through this process of this pruning, of learning, of not really seeing the things that God said He was going to do happen yet, and still trying to trust Him, is me sharing this podcast with you guys today is my apology. My apology to God in public, my public apology to the Lord, that I forgot that He was more than enough, that I became so overwhelmed with what was not happening that I forgot what He's already done. And so I wanted to share this with you guys that if you are in this place right now where you are so caught up on what is not happening for you, that you have forgotten what God has already done for you, take this time I want you to listen to that song. Let the Spirit lead you. Let the Spirit move you. And I want you to apologize to God and get back on the right standing of understanding that He is enough, and asking Him to heal your heart and to bring you into His presence, right? It's making me think that, yes, you know, this year was hard. It was difficult. But how do I get out of it? By being caught up in God's presence. The fight always gets hard when I step out of God's presence and I try to do it my way. Hence why this podcast has been stalled and a lot of things that I was supposed to be pushing out has not happened. I was trying to find my happy by ignoring the things that He's called me to do which made me feel even worse because I walked away from purpose. So I was ignoring all the things that I had to do. I was procrastinating, sitting around, wallowing in these heavy feelings of sadness and just pain and just bah humbug, basically. And then forgetting that what brings me happiness is recording this podcast and receiving the messages that I get from you guys of the gratefulness, the thankfulness that you get, that you share with me, the vulnerability that I get to experience from you guys, that when you share what you've been going through and how grateful you are that this podcast was recorded or whatever you've heard or listened to and how it's helped you. Those things bring me happiness. And though, yes, other things that I know I desire will bring me more happiness too, I don't want to blame God for the way that things happen, because I know that all things work together for my good, right? And so this recording today is to help each of you that's battling that spirit of unbelief, battling that spirit of doubt. I want you to first know, one, you're not alone, and there's no need to feel ashamed. There's no condemnation over here. Sis, I'm going through it, and I know that Some of us are going through it that's listening to it. And for those that are not going through it, if you do know someone that's going through it, please share this podcast with them and to help them realize that they're not alone in what they're going through and what they're experiencing. I want you to then write a letter to God expressing what you're feeling. And then I want you to sit at his feet and I want you to sit in his presence and listen to his response. I want you to listen to the response that God gives you, and I want you to write it down. Because what this is going to be is your evidence. It's going to be the evidence of what he's saying that he wants to do for you in this season. So anytime that you have a negative thought that tries to enter your mind, you can counter that thought with what God said. And you can always take that whatever God is writing down to you. You could take it back to God and say, hey, God, you said that you wanted to do bop, 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 bop for my business, bop, 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 bop for my relationships, bop, 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 bop for my whatever that he wants to do, finances. And you told me this on this date, God. So I'm expecting this from you as my dad to move forward on it. And he likes when we expect things from him. He likes when we're like, wait, sir, hello. Wait, what's going on here? Well, let me find the devil is a liar. Hello. He likes that. He's like, oh, look at her. She back. She remembering who I am. Go ahead, sis. He likes that. And then I want you to ask God to teach you how to be a daughter or a son. I don't know if there's men that's listening to the podcast. I want you to ask God to teach you how to be a child of his that has the love within them. That wants you to be nothing but your best. You have a love that's inside of you, a love that's God. God is inside of each and every one of us. When we gave our lives to Christ, we have the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. And so we each have that love that dwells inside of us. And how do we partner with that love to remind us that that love, which is God, which is our dad, wants nothing but the best for us and for us to experience great things. How do we do that? And then next, I want you to look. I want you to look into the Bible. Look into the Bible, pick up the word of God, read up on his character, write down the traits of Christ. You can, I want you to take the traits of Christ and literally you can start looking at his traits from when he was a young boy and how he would say, I was about my father's business, sis. Why are you looking for me? You know, or even how he was led into the wilderness and how he handled the wilderness, even down to how he moved, against the, like, telling Satan, like, listen, chill out, calm down. I don't got to prove nothing, prove who I am to you, you know? But I also want you to look at the beginning where everything started, how intentional he was about the experience Adam would have, and even how he handled Cain and Abel's story. Because when we think about Cain and Abel, even though I believe it was Cain that killed his brother Abel, he still provided Cain to not be harmed, and Cain still had a way to build legacy. Though God turned his face away from him, which is not easy to deal with, he was still taken care of. He was still taken care of. And then I want you to renounce all ungodly beliefs that may have entered your heart. Now, ungodly beliefs come in through heart wounds, which are underlying, like, actions. A heart wound is like a belief that God doesn't want the best for you, which we know is a lie. We simply can only get out of darkness by turning the light on. And Jesus is the light in the darkness. So we have to invite Jesus into those dark places of our hearts so that the light can be turned on and he can start to stitch up the wounds and lay hands on it and heal it and deliver us from things that's holding us back, right? Now, some examples of a wounded heart is if you're feeling troubled, sorrowful, you're feeling oppressed, you're feeling angry, your heart is hardened, you're doubtful, you're fearful to make moves, And a heart that is healed is a heart that moves with, let's say, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is faith, hope, love, laughter, joy, you know, gratitude, forgiving, belief, and thankfulness. When heart wounds are present, you may find yourself speaking that God doesn't want XYZ for you, which then becomes a word curse and further delays your process. So we have to be careful with our words, because our words can birth out things. And so a lot of us are experiencing this cycle of negative, 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 negative relationships, negative jobs, negative negative in your finances, negative in all things, right? Because you're simply just speaking that negativity into your life. And so it took me back to, I was studying on heart healing. And when I was studying about it, I was studying and the professor brought up Numbers 14, 26 through 27. And he said, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do everything. I will do the very thing I heard you say. I will do the very thing I heard you say. I will do the very thing I heard you say." And God brought that up to me where I was like, oh my God, God, forgive me for allowing the things that happened to me become my identity, where I forgot that your word and what you've spoken to me has already happened and it's already done. And so I don't want to forfeit, God. I don't want you to forfeit my destiny. I don't want you to take the words that I've spoken. Please forgive me and don't allow me to come back into this place where I'm speaking about this over and over again. God, I want the victory. Victory is on my side, God. I'm sorry. And I've asked for your forgiveness, Lord. You know? So I want you to be very careful what you speak over yourself, because what we speak over ourselves can literally, literally destroy what God is trying to do. And he will partner with what you're saying and say, you know what? Since you don't believe me, because the only way that we can move forward, the only way that we can get the things that God that we desire is by partnering with the Lord. And I know that the attacks feel so much heavier than you seeing God move, and it feels like the end of the world is coming, and it feels like God is not going to come through for you. It feels like so heavy. I know, I understand, because I am literally coming out of this. But I want you to trust that God is moving on your behalf, and trust that the process of what you're going through is for you to help others and for you to also impart what you've learned so that someone else doesn't go through it. We don't go through the things that we're going through for our own good and for our own, not for our own good. We do go through it for our own good, but if we go through it for others and for other people to be freed and to be delivered and to experience for other people to experience God in a way that they might not have experienced him if they did not come to meet us, so if we didn't share our testimonies. So for the next 16 days, because we have 16 days until the new year, and if you're listening to this later, the new year is coming up really quickly. I want you guys for the next 16 days and beyond, don't just do it for the next 16 days and stop. I want you to keep going with this, and I'm going to do it with you. We're going to do it together. I want you to do this, and I want you to take every thought captive, and I want you to make it obedient to Christ. And then I want you to counter every negative thought with the opposite of it. And then I want you to walk into your new year. Actually, I want you to run into your new year with expectation. It may not look like God is moving, but he is. I want you to do the things that God called you to do. If he told you to start the podcast, if he told you to start the business, if he told you to get your finances in order, start getting those things in order that you have to do in order for him to be able to partner with you now in what he's told you to do. Okay? It's time for us to stop being the victim and to start being the victor in all the things that we have going on in our lives. We can no longer allow the enemy to make us feel like we are defeated, like we are not enough, like we need to go into witchcraft and all these other things just to receive a blessing. Like, we just need to actually say, God, I surrender everything to you and I'm partnering with you and I give my life, my goals, my desires, my experiences, and my pleasures, everything, I'm giving it to you. Okay? And as always, you guys know, there's no condemnation here. This is not Kamara speaking down to anybody. This is not Kamara speaking, trying to make someone feel like she's above or doing better or anything like that. It's legit something that Kamara is literally going through currently in her own experience. So as you're doing it, I'm doing it next to you. I'm going to be doing this right next to you, all together, getting it popping, getting it going. And if I pray that this blesses you guys, I pray that if this podcast has blessed you, you could sow into the podcast by writing a review, and share it with a friend that needs to be encouraged at the moment. Share it with a friend that may be experiencing that spirit of disbelief and doubt right now, and allow her to get free, or him to get set free and delivered from it, so that they can walk into 2022 expecting God to do miraculous things. Because I feel like 2022 is going to be a year where God is going to, I just feel like it's going to be double or nothing at all. And I want you guys to receive the double for all your trouble that you've experienced in this last year. So this is the end of the podcast today. I thank each and every one of you guys for listening and for being a part of it, and just for cheering me on, for praying for me. Please go like Kamara A Unique Beauty, follow the Instagram, engage on my personal page. Please, I'm asking you guys to continue to engage with me again. So that I can, you know, it brings me, it helps my confidence when you guys engage with me, and when you guys talk with me, and when you guys are speaking and telling me how you feel and what you're experiencing. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, I'm walking in purpose, and I'm being honest with you guys of how it feels to serve you guys. It's an honor to serve each and every one of you. And so I just ask you guys to service me back by just telling me how I'm doing and telling me that you received what God wanted you to receive through this podcast, which is by writing a review or leaving a comment on the page and sharing it. All right. So thank you again for listening to the A Unique Beauty podcast, where we talk all things beauty and God. Let's get this heart healing going and popping before we walk into the next year. And God bless each and every one of you guys. And thank you. Have a good night.